I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate everyone who keeps coming back to this podcast and keeps supporting what I'm doing with the Good Human Factory. So for anyone who's new here, let me explain a bit about who I am, why I do this. So back in 2019, I used to be a professional surfer, and my little sister was in her last year of high school and lost multiple friends in a fortnight to suicide. And at the time, I was just like, far out. I want to try and understand the human mind better. I want to try and understand how we can improve our well-being, and how especially young people, but the greater community and everybody listening to this podcast, can just take better care of their mental health. So for the last 4 years, I've been traveling around, running keynote workshops, sharing my experience, but most importantly, interviewing different experts on this podcast around a whole range of mental health topics, plus also a bunch of inspiring people just to learn their stories. And it's been quite the journey. I'm so grateful for the community that has been built, people who listen to this podcast, people who are part of the 1% Good Club over on Instagram, and anyone who has attended any of my workshops or just follows us on social media. It's truly changed my life, and hopefully you guys are getting some lessons from it too. I'm far from perfect. I'm just always trying to learn stuff that really helps me and then pass it on to you guys. So if you guys are enjoying it and you want more people to hear about these different conversations that I have on the podcast, the gratitudes I read out from the 1% Club, or just want to help me spread this community, then share it on your social media, tell a friend about the podcast or anything else. And yeah, it's a good way to just help me grow what we're doing, because I know the impact that it's had on so many of you, this little journey so far, and would love to keep spreading that message. Another good way, if you want to support the work that I'm doing, if you find value in any of these episodes that you've listened to, if you find value in any of the groups on the 1% Good Club on Instagram, then do not me a favor, do yourself a favor. Head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Right now, we've got the very special merch drop for winter. It's starting to get pretty cold, and we're doing a pre-sale. So if you're listening to this podcast on the day this is coming out, on the 24th of April, you have until tomorrow night at 6 p.m. to head over to the website and grab one of our new hoodies. We've got the awesome receipt hoodie, which just says it costs nothing to be a good human. Massive, massive positive feedback on the t-shirt we did for this in white. So we've restocked it in the white t-shirt and also a black t-shirt, but we've also done it in a hoodie too. And our hoodies are so comfortable. Everyone who wears them says they're incredibly comfortable and they love the quality. So yeah, we know the price isn't super low, but we really would rather people have a high quality hoodie that they replace every couple of years than have to buy multiple cheap ones. So head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, use the code podcast, and you do get a huge 25% off everything. It is pre-sale, so the order is going to be put in for this to get printed on Friday, and it'll be sent out the following week. So thank you to everyone who is part of this community who does support the merch. It really, really helps me out and helps me keep being able to put these podcasts on for free. It also allows me to offer a discount to workshops, to schools who don't have the funding for the workshops. So yeah, the merch is just a good way for me to keep the lights on, but most importantly, a good way for you to spread positivity around your community. So thank you to everyone who grabbed some of that. And thank you for everyone who's just continually supporting the Good Human Factory in this journey that we're on together. Okay. Also, lastly, quick thank you, of course, to Drinkarepa, the brain drink, all based in neuroscience. This is a product that I use every single day and a product that I'm heavily involved with in sharing their message. I'm going to be hosting a bunch of mindful mornings as the year goes on, where I'm going to be doing gratitude, mindfulness exercises, in communities all around Australia. We've done a couple on the Gold Coast. We're going to be bringing them to the Sydney and Melbourne regions over the rest of this year. So keep an eye out and make sure you follow both at The Good Human Factory and at Drink a Repa on Instagram, and you'll be able to learn more about that. If you want to learn more about the product, if you are someone who likes the flavor black currant, or if you just want to try and avoid unhealthy energy drinks, then I encourage you, go check out Drink a Repa. Use the code GoodHuman over on their website, and you can get a big 25% off everything over there. And yeah, support the brands that are supporting me. Okay, let me tell you some gratitudes from the 1% Good Club. So if you're new here and you haven't heard about it, every single day I post a little meditation for people to try over on Instagram group chats, and every single night I post three things I'm grateful for on my story. I send it to the groups and everybody writes in the three things that they're grateful for as well. This has been going for over 1,000 days now, over 500,000 gratitudes sent in. If you want to join and send in your gratitudes every day and have that accountability, doing that little thing for your mental health, all the neuroscience says that practicing gratitude releases the happiness chemicals in our brain, but it takes a little bit of action. So that's what these groups are all about, a bit of accountability and a bit of action for our mental health. So every week I ask everybody on a Sunday a special question. And the question I asked everyone this week was, who is somebody that inspires you and why? And here is a few of the answers along with a few of the gratitudes. So first we have from group number 6, A Scott Adventure. Gratitudes. Number 1, medication for barley belly. Number 2, getting to eat a boiled egg with my white rice at dinner. And number 3, being in a tropical paradise. And someone who I hugely look up to is Chelsea Yamase, or Chelsea Kawaii on Instagram. She makes gorgeous content on social media, but shows up in a very vulnerable and genuine way. And it's especially cool because I went on one of her week-long retreats and she was 100% the person she is in person and as she is online, passionate, excited, and making space for self-care so she can show up with an infectious energy. Also so aware of and passionate about sustainability, and has had a beautiful and balanced way of spreading awareness about it, not judgmentally and just leading by example. I've noticed a few of my friends who didn't think much about sustainability start to have shifted mindset and greater awareness about it since starting to follow her. We started following her for her aesthetic content, but have grown a lot by having her as a role model. Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. Chelsea Kawaii, I'm guessing she's from Hawaii, maybe. Maybe not. But isn't it great when we find people that we see their content and it just makes us want to be better? It makes us want to strive for more and really, yeah, connect and become better people ourselves. And having someone who's super authentic like that is the only way forward. You have some people who you look up to, you're like, is this really the truth? And when you can really feel and then go on their retreat and see they're authentic, it makes such a big difference. So thanks for sending that one through. Next we have from group number 9, Sue and Twizzle. Number 1, the Sunday markets. Number 2, a phone call from my friends holidaying overseas. And number 3, making chicken soup in a slow cooker, nourishing and nurturing fond childhood memories of my mum. And someone who inspires me is Brad Drybra. He's turned adversity into a positive. I love his outlook on life, listening to his podcast, and his never give up attitude is always embracing life with a smile. So grateful for everything. Oh, Brad is a great friend of mine. Brad actually also speaks for the Good Human Factory. So if you're looking to book someone who is a resilient speaker at your corporate group or high school, get in touch and we can help you get Brad out to your corporate group or also to your high school. But yeah, far out. Brad is a legend. He's been a guest on this podcast. Oh, I'm going to not even guess right when it is. Head back and look up out for it. He also has his own podcast called A Lot to Talk About. And I don't think I've met anyone who is as good of a speaker as him. He's so confident in the way he ties his words together. He's so articulate and he's just so engaging. I love talking to Brad and I love hearing his keynote. It's incredible. And yeah, I encourage people to go check out his work. So thanks for sending that one through, Sue. I'm inspired by Brad too. And lastly, we have group number 1, Adam Looker. Gratitudes. For Sunday, a nice breakfast, spending lunch with my family who were down for the weekend, and trying out a new donut place for dessert. Oh, I love donuts. Donuts are like my guilty pleasure. Love that. And a social figure I look up to would have to be Dylan Buckley. I've been a massive follower of his podcast since it came out, but the way he has been able to open up, showcase vulnerability, and be so true to himself and his community he has built is amazing. He's never afraid to say what's on his mind or what he's dealt with in his life, and his podcast really helped me get through some tough times on how to be a better person. Oh, Adam, I completely agree. Dill is so inspiring. His story is just So epic. Someone who went super hard at AFL, didn't quite get the career he wanted, didn't have the success that maybe people expected with his last name after his dad having a lot of success. But then going out to create something that is just so genuine and real and connecting with the sport of AFL and making people see a different side to it is just so, so cool. And what he's built now with Producey, his business, More Greens Golf, and everything, Cubby Sport, is just epic. He's a really, really positive guy, and I'm a big fan of his work, but I'm also stoked to be able to call him, I wouldn't say a mate. We don't spend much time together, but we connect with each other on socials. We're big fans of each other's work. And yeah, it's great to have been on his podcast, Dylan Friends. And likewise, he's been on this one too. So it's nice to see that a bunch of people from the 1% Club find people that we've had on the podcast inspiring. Okay, if you want to join those groups, just send at the Good Humor Factory a DM. I'll add you in. It's completely free. It always will be. You also get a big 30% off code for anything on the merch that you want to buy. So go support that. It would be really appreciative. Someone I look up to, this is a hard one for me. I have so many people, and a lot of people who got sent into the 1% Club were people that I really look up to as well. I kind of tied into the question, it has to be someone that sort of has social media content that you watch and it inspires you. And the one that I'm going to share is this guy, Tommy Herschel. He has his business called Find Your Feet, which is all around going to schools and speaking to young men about finding their feet in life and just showing that we don't have to live up to this sort of stigma of masculinity that people go on about all the time. And what I love about Tommy's content and specifically his social media, he shares just real life stories of what kids share with him at schools and just shows that people are struggling and we can overcome that with support around people and really helping them, taken care of when they're going through tough times and not have to live up to the societal expectation. There's some really powerful work that he does. I was lucky enough to go to a school with him up on the north coast of on the Gold Coast. And watching him do his presentation was just so powerful. Watching young boys really have to open up and just share their feelings and be vulnerable, just I think it's going to have such a net positive on their future. And then the way that he shares it through social media, have some amazing ambassadors helping him spread that message, is just so, so cool. So person who inspires me is Tommy Herschel. And another person, actually, I'm going to have a second one because this is going to tie into this Friday's podcast episode. Another person who inspires me is Tim Franklin. I had the most epic chat with Tim, who is currently running around the world. He's 23,000 kilometers into a 26,000 kilometer project. He aimed to set out to do this as a record, to break the world record. Pardon me. But then some stuff happened. His dad became really sick with cancer. He then had to come home and spend some time with his dad instead of really going after the world record. And then he went back over to America where he was still midway, like 100 days into the run. He's currently still like in the run. He's 500 days in. He's got another like 100 days or so to go. But yeah, his story is just so inspiring. He was someone who worked a great corporate job. He was a lawyer, but just wanted more in life, wanted to do something and give back. And then running and triathlon and exercise was a huge part of what he wanted to get into. And then when the opportunity came up to become a triathlon coach, he left his job as a lawyer and then, really started to set out on this idea of running around the world and doing it to raise money for charity and doing it with the support of all of his friends rather than coaches and everything else. So this Friday, I do encourage you to check out the episode. It's actually a short one. It only goes for about 45 minutes. Tim was quite packed for time. He was on a half day of his run. I think he just run like 50 kilometers that morning. Jumped on and had a call with me and then had the physio coming over to help him loosen up while he had a quick pit stop in Adelaide. So I got him at a good time. So listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a second.
In order to be considered a world runner, the rules are set by an association called the World Runners Association. It's arbitrary, they've just come up with the rules. But I thought if I'm going to do it, I might as well follow these rules. They're as good as any. You have to do a minimum of 26,232 kilometers. You have to run across a minimum of 4 continents. And for a continent to count, you have to run a minimum of 3,000 kilometers on that continent and start within 1 kilometer of the ocean on one side and finish on the within 1 kilometer of the ocean on the other side, or major water inlet. And you have to pass every line of longitude in one direction, whether you are running, obviously in a plane or a boat, you have to pass in one direction. They're the key ones.
Yeah.
So the continents I chose as my four were North America, South America, Europe, tiny little bit of Asia, and then Australia to finish.
All right, that's Timmy Franklin. You do not want to miss that episode this Friday. Go check it out. Set your alarms for that one. Really, really positive one. Just one more time, if you are curious about the merch, if you want to go see what the new designs are, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. As I said at the start, this stuff really helps me move forward with this work that I'm doing. It really helps people in your community if you wear it. Because they're going to read this positive message. They're going to get a subconscious thought about, hey, what am I grateful for? Oh, should I be kind to my mind? Oh, yeah, it does cost nothing to be a good human. These things can create such big shift. Ripple effect is massive. And yeah, it all starts with you guys. So thank you if you do go over to the website and purchase. Thank you if you don't go over to the website and purchase. And thank you even if you don't even go and check out the website, because just listening to this podcast is a big help. Make sure you hit that like or subscribe button. Give us 5 stars, leave us a review, all that good stuff. See you guys on Friday.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.